You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning. It is Monday, October the 6th of 2025. Not a bad start. A little bit cooler finally to start things off here on a Monday morning from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Overcast skies, 52 degrees as the sun starts to rise. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa, by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, joined across the way by Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How was the weekend?
A very beautiful weekend weather-wise. Didn't have too much rehearsal over the weekend. Well, except for Sunday. Sunday was a big rehearsal for Sweeney Todd, and it was a long day, but we did manage to get a lot of things accomplished.
Feels like you just got through the heavy lifting, and you're right back into the deep end of the pool.
Absolutely.
In fact, coming up a little bit later in the week on Wednesday morning on this program, we are going to be hearing from members of the cast from DC Everest, as they have a show coming up here in the month of October.
Well, I've heard about this show.
Yeah, what is the show? I
believe it's called Dare to Dream Junior. It's a Disney musical review.
You're right. You're exactly right. Dare to Dream Junior. It's happening coming up this week, in fact. It opens on Friday. It has shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the D.C. Everest Senior High School. And we will have directors this time talking. So apparently there's...
Awesome.
That's going to be coming up on Wednesday morning. You'll be able to hear that. So to get ready for another big production coming here to Central Wisconsin, Dare to Dream Junior from the D.C. Everest School. So again...
Very, very cool.
Yeah, that is. And it never stops, does it?
It seems especially when it comes to the theater in the fall, the high schools are particularly busy because every high school always has their like big fall production that they do. I think they're the fall and the spring shows for the high schools are definitely some of the bigger shows that you see. And it's not the only show that DC Everest is doing, because DC Everest is also doing a show in November as well. They're doing the SpongeBob musical. I've seen signs around the neighborhood for that one as well.
Exactly.
So it's definitely a very busy time for high school theater, especially with DC Everest.
Yeah, and I see that just recently the Wausau West had their auditions for their fall musical, Once Upon a Mattress, which will be coming up. I'm sure we'll be able to get some folks in to talk about that as well. And over at Wausau East, they have the East End Players, and they will be having coming up in November, Little Shop of Horrors. So,
nice.
So they will have their show coming up a little bit later after that. So again, if you're somebody that enjoys going to the theater and enjoying a lot of talent, and in this case, a lot of talented young people, make sure that you are keeping an eye on the calendar and keeping an eye on this program, because we will keep you up to speed on what is coming here in Central Wisconsin with the high schools, with the community theater, with Sean Wright, of course, comes in and lets us know what's going on at the Grand Theater as well. So lots happening when it comes to area arts and entertainment here in Central Wisconsin. We try to keep you on top of it all here on 98.9 WXCO.
Absolutely.
Coming up here on our local segments this morning, I'm going to talk a little political, because what I'm going to be trying to do here, I'm going to try to focus on some of the issues that we need to be thinking about and talking about. Sometimes I think within the media, we do have, we look at the flashing lights too often and not focus on what's important. So I'm going to start to look at some of the issues, and again, the disturbing issues that are being pushed by the current administration and others. So I'm going to be spending a little time on that this morning. Also going to talk a little bit about the sports weekend. It was a off weekend for the Packers, so people had a chance to go out there and enjoy the weather and not have to sit and watch the Packers this weekend. We also
heard about the Badger game.
They lost. Well, they weren't blown out, I guess, against a good Michigan team.
Game. It's just, you know, as my mom likes to call it, a tale of two halves, is what it is.
Yeah, they actually started off pretty well. They hung around for the first half against Michigan. Again, Michigan in the top 20. It was on the road in Ann Arbor, but the Badgers kind of faded away. A couple of touchdowns by Michigan in the second half, and they were able to win by 14. They did cover the spread. So, so people, if you put a bet on it at the sports book, you actually won if you bet on the Badgers, who were 17.5-point favorites.
But the Brewers are off to a good
end. And the Brewers are.
They had an interesting start time with that first game. It started at 108.
And it's actually a more interesting start time tonight, because it's a home game at American Family Field for game number two. And it's not starting until 8:08. That's like the latest start for a home game.
It's very specific.
But it's this odd that, because normally you start at like either 6:30 or 7 o'clock. But you know why. It's for television.
Yeah, that's how they get more ratings, I guess.
So people have to stay up late to watch the Brewers and the Cubs in game number two later this evening. Again, we'll talk.
It's the best 3 out of 5.
Yeah, that's right. So chance for the Brewers to go up 2-0 with a W tonight. So we'll talk more about that later in the show as well. And, of course, we'll see if we can get Ian back on the winning track with the number for the day quiz. It was a rough one last week.
So I really bombed last week.
But we will try to get you off to a winning start today at the very end of the 8:22 segment.
Absolutely.
But coming up, top of the hour news, information update, and then more Mornings with Pat Kreitlow after that. We'll be back at 7:22 for another WXCO Morning Report here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:23. The sun is rising, overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 52 degrees. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. And Ian, something that we have noticed over the past, year plus, the continuing, I would call it, facelift here in downtown Wausau. You see the foundry on 3rd is getting closer and closer to completion. We see some of the roads opening up. We got parking on both sides of the road right outside our studios at the corner of Washington and 3rd Street.
It's very nice.
And also, this late last week came news that right across the street, something that's kind of odd is, I know, not odd, but it was this building right across is called the Third Street Lifestyle Center. I've always called it Washington Square because that's how it's
called. I just call it Washington.
The thing is, it has not been Washington Square for a while. It's been the Third Street Lifestyle Center. Huh. But according to a story in Wausau Daily Herald, wausaudailyherald.com, Eric Fonts, the local reporter for the Herald, had a story up on the sale of the Third Street Lifestyle Center. Compass Properties, owning a lot of buildings here in the downtown area, and Compass Properties, owned by investors John and Patty Noel, they announced the sale of the Third Street Lifestyle Center to Locker Development Company, according to a release they sent out late last week. And according to the release, the property will officially be renamed Washington Square. So, I mean, I've been calling it Washington Square, and I think I knew that it was the Third Street Lifestyle Center. And I think when I've gone in there, I've noticed that, but it's always been Washington Square. And now they're officially renaming it, so now we can all be right when we call it Washington Square. And I think that's the right way of going about it. According to the release, it said, following the sale, the renaming matches community sentiment and the downtown neighborhood's energy and history. So, again, I just found it interesting. I kind of chuckled when I saw this because my first thought was, well, isn't it already Washington Square? No, it actually was not. They had renamed it to the Third Street Lifestyle Center. So
it was something new every day.
Exactly. So, again, it's interesting to see the continuing development, though, here in downtown, because we had the mall for so many years, and that was sort of the anchor of what downtown was all about.
Yeah.
And then there's been a lot of discussion about what we want downtown to be, and we're starting to get to the point where we're seeing what it's going to be. And we're going to see what it's ultimately going to mean.
I remember the old Wausau Center Mall, like, way back when I was a kid, and I remember the food court used to have a lot more restaurants. Like, there was a McDonald's in there. It was a huge McDonald's too. I mean, but there was a toy stores in there. There was a whole bunch of stuff that really drew people in, and then of course I remember back when I was a kid, the Cedar Creek Mall used to have a toy store as well.
I know,
KB Toys, I think it was called, or is that the one in Wausau Center Mall? But there was a lot of, a lot of stores, like, back in the old days that really drew people in, and the Wausau Center Mall was just a great place to hang out, and it still was up until it closed, but, a lot of businesses had, shut down or moved away. It's just a lot of things are changing, and, hopefully with the Foundry on a Third and the maybe some more projects that'll be coming to the area where the mall used to be, hopefully it'll keep up bringing people to downtown Wausau.
And the thing is, even Saturday, we got done with the college football show on Saturday, walked out, and there was real activity early. Saturday morning, there's always activity going on. They have special events. We have a lot of things that happen down at the 400 block. I do think that Wausau, with a lot of worry over the last number of years about making sure that Wausau's downtown remains vibrant, it feels, though, again, this is not scientific, but just being here downtown, being here at our studios all the time, being around here quite a bit, that the energy is still here. The energy is actually growing. I feel excitement about where we are here in downtown Wausau. In fact, seeing the Children's Imaginarium across the way, that's been a big success since it's opened. I do think that the potential is for even more growth here in downtown Wausau. And I do think that what's been a very, I call it, tricky time is that we're getting through this. We're seeing the fruits of a lot of construction here downtown, and I'm curious to see what exactly, in terms of the business along with the residential opportunities we have across the way in the Foundry on Third.
Absolutely.
What are we going to see now in the next year as opposed to what we've seen in the past year with all this construction going on? So, again, I do think there is a lot of energy and excitement here in downtown Wausau.
I still think they should have put a movie theater where the old Worcester Mall would be. Because the only movie theater we have in this area is the Cedar Creek Cinema.
Yeah.
And not everybody can get to that.
Yeah.
To each is their own.
No, and I know what you're saying. So it's like, we'll see. There's nothing that says that it can't happen in the future. You never know. So, again, it's interesting to watch this development continue here in downtown Wausau, some of the changes that are occurring here in downtown Wausau as well. The time is 7:29, overcast skies, 52 degrees here in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, our studios. In fact, we're going to have a special event right here at our studios in downtown Wausau coming soon. We're going to give you a little information on that a little bit later on this morning as well. More Pack Right Low next on WXCO. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, it is a Monday morning, Monday, October the 6th. We're in the 10th month of the year. Can you believe that? Can you believe we're 10th month of the year?
It's crazy how fast it
flies. It is crazy indeed.
It's going to be the holidays before we know it.
Yeah. And the thing is, well, it's not been feeling like October. I mean,
no,
man.
No, it's not. It's been feeling like the mid of July, personally.
On Saturday, I did a football game. I did a game on Friday night and then another game on Saturday afternoon. And it was the first Saturday of October. It was a game over in Merrill, Wausau East in Merrill. During the course of the game, they had special timeouts for water breaks because it was so hot.
Oh, gosh.
And I couldn't remember a game in October where you had to worry that, hey, got to stop, make sure everybody is hydrated because it's this hot and humid.
That's crazy.
It is. It really is. But I wanted to talk about something. I know you've got some information on this because we've been talking about this. I want to share it with folks because I want you to maybe put down your calendars. Not this Thursday, but a week from Thursday. Thursday, October the 16th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., we will be holding an open house here at our studios. And I want folks to, come on by because we have set up with the Mint Cafe to bring some food over. We're going to have some food for you. Just free food. Great from the Mint. Great food. Some snacks and the like. And we will show you around our studios. We'll let you sit down in front of the microphones. We'll record you up if you'd like. Give you a chance to see what it's like to sit in front of these microphones and talk and be part of the radio experience. We'd love for you to come on by. Just say hello and let us know what you're looking for. Maybe some things that you would like to see from us when it comes to what we bring you, both generally on WXCO throughout the course of the day and nights and the weekdays and weekends, and maybe specifically for what we do here in the mornings as well. But we would love to have you stop on by. It'll be all day long, so you don't have to come. You can come by earlier, come by later, come by after work, whatever it may be. But mark your calendars, because on the 16th of October, a week from Thursday, pretty much all day. We'll start it up at about 10 a.m., open up the doors, show you around, and throughout the late morning and throughout the afternoon, give you an opportunity to visit with us and be able to talk to Ian Welsh and talk to me and talk to Isabella Nieto, our new news reporter, talk to everybody involved here at WXCO. So we're looking forward to that. And not to promise anything, because I'm not going to promise anything here, but we're also, I am hoping that maybe one of our statewide programs will do the show here from Wausau. So that we're trying to work on that. So maybe we got, of course, after word done. Of course, here in the morning, you got Pat Kreitlow. Maybe he'll come by. I don't know. But we have Jane Mantiner and Greg Bach. We have Todd Alba in the afternoon. We have Maggie Dawn. So I've put out the fishing line. Maybe somebody will bite, and hopefully maybe one of our statewide shows will do their show that day here from our studios in downtown Wausau. So
that would be cool.
Yeah, it would be. So I'm hoping that we have a big, big day coming up on Thursday, the 16th of October.
So mark your calendars.
Exactly. And again, if you wanted to stop by and grab your lunch here, you can do that, because with the Mint Cafe providing some food, we will have some great stuff for you to munch on, and also hopefully be able to show you around. And we haven't done anything like this since we moved into this building. We came here a couple of years ago, and we've been kind of thinking about it over the time. It says, all right, enough of this. We're going to finally make it happen. We're going to have some special swag, some stuff with our logo on it to give you something to take home with this. So again, we'll talk more about this as we get closer and closer to it, but looking forward to this. And
absolutely,
be great for you to stop on by, or send out some invitations maybe for some of our local officials to stop on by, and just make a big day of it. And gonna knock on wood that after all this nice weather we've had, we don't get a terrible day. We're gonna be inside, but if it's beautiful outside, we may set something up outside, a table or something as well. So a lot on the plate as we continue to set it up for our big open house, our WXCO open house here at 301 North 3rd Street, the corner of 3rd Street and Washington Street in downtown Wausau. And we hope that you can spend a little time and join us for that day.
Absolutely.
And you can tell Ian all the things about his number for the day quiz and everything else. And of course,
you can even challenge me with your own number of the day if you have one.
That would be an idea. You know, maybe during the course of the day, when you come on in, folks, we will have special editions of our number for the day. We'll say, okay, Ian,
see if you can stump me.
There you go. Absolutely right. So lots to look forward to, and it should be a lot of fun. So, again, I just wanted to share that. I know it's still, 10 days away, so we're not quite there yet, but I wanted to let people
Nothing
know.
Wrong with thinking about it early.
Yeah, I want people to get as excited as we are, because I am very excited. I'm very excited.
I'm excited, too.
The opportunity to have people come by, you know, and come on in and really just get a piece. You hear us on the air, and sometimes you can see us as well. If you go to our YouTube channel, you can have a kind of a look at what we are, but you can see where Ian sits. You can see back, you know, just generally around here. We don't have a huge space.
No, it's not like a super big, you know, it's not like a TV station. It's a little smaller. There's still a lot that goes on here.
Oh, absolutely. So, again, that's something we'll look forward to on Thursday, October the 16th. That's coming up sooner rather than later. Hey, it's coming up on 8 o'clock sooner rather than later. We will have a top-of-the-hour information update, news, weather, and sports. Then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And then we'll be back at 8:22. And we will have among the activities our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
So that will be coming up in our next segment.
Start of a brand new week.
We're going to turn the page on last week very quickly.
I definitely need it.
It is 7:59. Glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Overcast skies, 52 degrees, more of a fall-like day on tap, with temperatures around 60, maybe a little bit above that before all is said and done, but much cooler than what we've been experiencing recently.
Definitely feels like October now.
Absolutely. wanted to talk a little bit about one of the stories. Again, we hear a lot about it, but at the same time, I don't know if we truly are properly putting into perspective what this means.
What is it?
It's all, again, about the ICE raids, and it's happening here in Wisconsin. Mm. In fact, our news director, Sholly Pittman, who is the Civic Media news director, puts out a newsletter every morning for those of us here in the company. And leading today's news, the arrest of seven in Madison and a raid in Manitowoc at the end of September marks the next phase of ICE in Wisconsin, according to Forward Latino's Daryl. Excuse me. I'm having a little voice issue here this morning. But that's according to Forward Latino's Daryl Marine at a press conference on Friday. And there was a story in the Manitowoc raid from Wisconsin Watch, and I want to read the first paragraph of this story because it's chilling. And I think that we need to be chilled and more outraged and more in need of answers from this administration.
What does it say?
Quote, a Manitowoc County dairy worker arrived for her shift early on a Thursday morning in late September and waited for a message from her husband. It's the routine, she said. Rise early, commute to jobs at separate dairies, and check in by phone. Mm-hmm. But when I called him, he didn't answer, she said in Spanish. And so I was calling and calling, and I said, something happened, because he's not answering. That's not normal. Her husband was among the 24 people arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers in Manitowoc County on September 25th. As far as she knows, officers picked him up in the Walmart parking lot where dairy workers gathered a carpool hours before sunrise. Within a matter of days, he had, at least from her perspective, effectively vanished, carried away at breakneck speed by the Trump administration's sweeping immigration crackdown.
Jeez.
The pace of enforcement operations, lack of transparency, and sudden shifts in policy have disoriented both those targeted in the crackdown and immigration attorneys already managing overwhelming caseloads.
That is very chilling.
This coming here in Wisconsin. People
That's terrible.
Working in dairy farms, working hard jobs, and this administration not only is just rounding them up, they're disappearing them where their families don't know where they are.
And that's absolutely horrifying.
This
to think
is
about.
A hair on fire tragedy that is going on right between our eyes. And yet, on a day-to-day basis, it feels like the national media and others, well, it's just happening. It just happens to be happening. We have masked ICE agents rounding up people and making them disappear. That this is not like those of us who are as old as I am, remember when the Iranian hostage crisis began and then Nightline began, which was a 30-minute show every night talking about the hostage crisis. Why we don't have headlines and special programs about this crisis, I don't know. But I think this is truly totalitarian, fascist from the current administration. People are disappearing.
It's wrong.
It is wrong.
On so many levels. And the fact that the media, I think, said, well, it just happens. It's like, no, because that's basically saying that this is a normal and something that has to be done. This is not a normal. This is abnormal, and it's wrong. You're hurting these people.
Yes.
You're hurting families. You're breaking people's spirit.
And this is Wisconsin. This is happening everywhere. And this is just here in our state.
It shouldn't be happening anywhere, but the fact that it's happening in our state, it just...
No, it should not. But it's happening
here. Anywhere.
It is happening here. So people need to, again, this needs to be talked about all the time.
Absolutely.
All right, let's wrap it up here with our number for the day quiz.
All right.
today it's going to involve Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
When Wisconsin became the 30th state on May 29th of 1848, what was the population of Wisconsin? 1848, when it became a state, what was the population? Was it 155,000? Was it 305,000? Was it 455,000?
You know what? Okay, I'm going to say 155,000 is my final answer.
Wisconsin had a population of approximately 305,000 when it became the 30th state in the Union on May the 29th of 1848.
Seems like a lot of people back then.
Well, it is what it is. We'll try again tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Have a good rest of your Monday.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
Stick around. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.